Town Council to order. And the agenda item today will be discussion and consideration of construction issues at Ocean Front Park. This is the second one of these that we've had.
Third, excuse me.
Willard? You wait for your own deal, what? Anyway, the reason I called this special meeting is the letter received October 20th from, Mrs. Laws, was that on the table? Where's the other letter? Hold on. Pertaining to the concrete slab corrections to be made at Ocean Front Park. Does everybody have a copy of that letter in front of them, on the Jerry Builders?
Yeah.
As a matter of record, we will not be financially responsible for any other changes made to the original plans. In our letter to Brian Cox on October 10, 2011, we stated that the current slab is in compliance with 16 other drawings in the original set of plans. Corrections will have to be made to these drawings to enable us to construct the building properly and complying with the building codes. Integrity Builders LLC will not be financially or otherwise responsible for these additional changes. Now, in your packet,
did you read the part where we said we were going to be responsible?
I'll get to you in a minute, Emily. Let me finish. But please don't interrupt again. We'll call on you. You'll come up here and you'll give your name and address when you address council, please. You have a letter here from Brian addressing the concerns. You also have a letter. You should have a letter from David. Now, when we first got the letter, this arrived on a Friday. Madam Clerk?
Thursday.
And that is when we drafted the letter and said that the bottom of it says if you have any questions or disagreements, please respond within 48 hours. And that is when we drafted the letter to the effect that the work on the park should cease until such time as we get these issues resolved. Now, I have CDs here of the original meeting, special call meeting, when, as a record, that Mr. Laws said they were going to take care of the problems down there. And shortly following that, Mr. Laws came in the office and said that, in his opinion, the pavers needed to facilitate the slopes that were going to be required were going to be an extra. And with that being said, you have the letter in front of you addressing the problems. Mr. Architect, where are you at? I'd like you to come up first, introduce yourself, and address any further problems in your interpretation of this letter as a licensed architect.
Where do you want to begin? Let's start from the top. Hey. David Lyle, 614 Market Street, Wilmington, the architect of the project. After having read the letter that was sent last week, what I wanted to clarify was that all the sheets that demarcated in the letter were showing 1'9", which is the edge condition of the slab, edge condition of the brick at that point. We created a slab sheet that gave all the slopes associated with where the concrete was intended to be poured. That's the reason we did the slab sheet, was because there were so many different slopes required to make this building terrain in restroom areas, out in covered areas, and in open areas. We also had a step in the drawings that we wanted to make sure it was produced during construction. The concern, I guess, from this point is by either elevating the slab or modifying it some way will have implications on the project as it relates to bearing heights, as it relates to door heights, as it relates to toilet partitions, all different ramifications of things that will affect the height of the building. as we change it moving forward. So those are the concerns.
And in your opinion, all the problems have been addressed, haven't been addressed. I realize you did some CAD three-dimensional drawings for the slopes and for the restrooms. Have you shared these with Mr. Laws?
I have not yet.
Have you shared them with the engineer?
I have not yet.
Okay.
Well, I did the drawings. Were you talking about the CAD drawings?
Yes.
Brian has those drawings that was last week.
An important call, Brandon.
Okay.
It's a horse looking for somebody to run over it.
That's about right.
They do have those drawings and all the stuff from Rudy as well. What I did on several times I talked about was a three-dimensional model to show the slopes and how they work. No one's seen those yet. But I did mention that we did those.
So based on the information that you generated from the engineer and the contractor have...
I don't have anything.
He has not. We have not released the drawings yet. As of last week, we gave them to Brian and everyone in council and John to review. As of last Friday, we were told that everything looked fine, we could release them. And then we got a letter stating that everything was a hold. So we waited until today.
They were given the preliminary drawings when Rudy sat here and said he thought everything was okay. He would do the section layout for the keyway.
Right.
Okay. With that being said, Brian, would you like to add anything? Because I'm going to ask Mr. Laws for an interpretation of his letter. Or Mrs. Laws, you know what?
No, I don't have anything to add to what they said.
Okay. And so at this time, in both your opinions, the slab drawings, the preliminary slab drawings showed there's no difference in the preliminaries and what you have engineer stamps on that.
Well, there's a difference in elevation,
which we had discussed at the meeting.
Different elevation in that they were raised because of the slab condition.
Right. Right. And that was to facilitate the 2.5-foot end cut from slab edge and the removal of the center section so that the slope could be continued, and as per drawing, by the use of brick pavers for 2.5-foot distance around the slab.
Correct. Right. But in essence, we took the same slab and elevated it.
Right. All right. Ms. Laws, would you like to... Well, Mr. Missy, or both of you, you can go up as a team. We don't have
I think I can handle it.
Okay, thank you.
My name's Wayne Laws with Integrity Builders. And, if I didn't hit me with what question? I don't have the drawings, so I don't even know what you're talking about until I see them.
Well,
the only thing I've seen is a little bulletin drawing, and everything on it said field verified for elevations. So I have not seen any drawings. So you're going to ask me questions that I can't give you answers.
So you sent us a letter.
Responding to your letter. All my letters have been in response to the letters that you sent us.
And you will not be financially responsible for any changes made to the original plans. The current slab is in compliance. So you're still under the... You're still saying that slab is in compliance. That's what your letter says.
I'm saying that it's in compliance with all those drawings that I pointed out. And he says that that's 1.9 feet, but that shows where the stairs land, it shows where the door elevations are, shows how you measure your windows, your plumbing, it's all that 1.9 feet elevation. And all the cuts, the cross cuts and everything shows it. Now he's right. On the exterior, you have your slopes where if you went back to the bathroom, you're gonna have like a 4-inch step where I squashed it down and I changed that elevation to meet building code. And that's the only reason I changed it. It was no personal benefit. It was to meet code so you didn't have a step. And that's why I did what I did. And so I'm willing, that's my fault because I took the risk and I'll fix the area that I changed. But the areas that I didn't change, I don't feel responsible for now.
But
that's what you're asking me.
So the peripheral, or the snowball effect of raising this slab up, which will require 3.5 inches elevation change in the bathroom walls, you're not responsible for that?
No.
Okay, well that being said, I'd like like to make a motion to have a slab torn back down to grade and start over. Do I have a second? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
May I make a debate discussion first? Yes, can I make a statement?
Yes.
Okay, that's like burning your house down because there's a stain on the carpet. That's absolutely crazy. And, you know, it's gonna you need to think long and hard before you do something like that, because we will go into litigation over this.
We don't want to.
We want to work it out. We're here trying to work it out.
You don't want to work it out, young lady, or we wouldn't receive this letter.
We haven't even got a set of plans.
You gave you a way out.
No, you agreed to it. It's all field.
You haven't done anything. You said you'll do this. Nothing.
They stopped when we got a letter from you. This letter stopped. The field, the drawings coming to you.
This letter was in response to a letter that you sent. Also, that letter is not on here.
Right.
It's one-sided. All this is one-sided.
You sent us a letter, we just responded to your letter. That's all we
did. You sent us a blanket letter trying to trick us into saying that we're going to pay for all your change orders on this job. Now, your architect has made mistakes. We've made mistakes. We're willing to pay for our mistakes. Your architect needs to pay for his.
Right. Bottom line.
You're responding to that, Mr. Architect?
We go back to the contract and the documents and say if there's a conflict, that they see when they feel they need to make a change, they are required to call us. If we had received that phone call, this project would be on track and the contract would be forward the way we do it.
It's taking you 3 weeks to respond since you found out something wrong with the slab. We still haven't seen any drawings.
Exactly. You keep wanting us to agree to things that we haven't seen.
Yeah, that letter was wanting us to agree to fixing all changes when you haven't even shown us that. That's underhanded.
Right. That little bulletin drawing just says his elevations on it say field verified, field verified, field verified. It doesn't give us any information.
You haven't given us anything official, so you're trying to tell us to pay for something and sight unseen. It's like giving you our credit card.
You signed an official document, 4.03-2 on page 8. If the contractor finds a conflict with the contract documents, he will call to the engineer's attention in writing before proceeding with the work affected thereby. Any work done after such a discovery until authorized will be done to contractor's risk. You did that at your risk. You
and
did
we,
that.
And you, that's let, what we will
please
take.
Don't interrupt me when I'm talking, young lady. You have admitted that you made a mistake. It's on these discs right here.
How did it not?
But even though that mistake is proliferated, the changes that are necessary. You bear no responsibility for those. That's what you're saying.
I don't believe they're necessary. I think there's more ways to view things. I think you're taking a one-sided look at it.
It was a recommendation originally from the architect and engineer to tear it back down to grade. And this evidently is going to snowball into more and more problems. So I'll have to go from the original request by them or suggestion by them to tear it down.
Not having any background in this, the part that I find really difficult to believe is when we had the meeting, there was the option of start tearing it down and starting over, and not even knowing what could happen to the foundation during the tearing out process. And then over the course of discussion back and forth, it was decided that there was a cheaper way that benefited you cost-wise that was acceptable to the town to only tear out a portion of it.
We haven't been
a part of any of these conversations. I mean, I realize you've had conversations with them.
Well, I'm talking about the meeting
Is it
your understanding that when you walked out that door from that meeting, that what was going to happen was the interior portion of that concrete was going to be torn out and re-poured?
Yeah, well, we're fine with that.
It says in our letter.
We're fine with that.
We'll match what he said on his plans, the original set of plans. We'll be glad to make the slab for that elevation. It says right there in our letter.
Yeah, we've never said anything different.
We've never said anything different.
This is the recommendation at the original meeting, take it back down the grade because in their, I think both their minds, they foresaw what we're going through now.
If I remember at that meeting that we all were at, they all came up with a way of correcting this to benefit all of us. Then the next few days is when we got a letter or a call or something saying he changed his mind, he wasn't going to do it, everything didn't meet specs.
That's not true.
You you misunderstand. We got a letter, and we have to respond to your letter, sir. And we just responded to it, honestly. That's all we did.
And that letter states that we would pay.
The October 21 letter that was signed by me.
Well, yours, and then we've had other ones. I mean, you're not the only one.
There's like a stack of letters like this.
Yeah.
For you to just to have one.
We have to, when you send us a letter, we're going to respond to it.
Well, that's what you're saying at this point. Going back to that meeting, you're still willing to do it in compliance with what that meeting said as far as corrections.
We're willing to correct our mistake, yes. We're just
not. We've never said anything any different.
Right.
No.
You didn't come to my office and tell me that the.
But the papers are some as an additional part of
they were not
that has nothing to do with us.
They were a way to keep from tearing out the 2.5 foot.
How is that? I don't really understand how
that. Okay, all right. Mrs. Swearingen, you had some comment?
Anthony, I just want to be absolutely certain that if we go in and tear this down to grade, that we won't have any kind of legal repercussions as a result of us doing that. That won't be contrary at all to anything in the contract.
That was one of the three options that the engineer gave.
In your experience as a builder, a commercial builder, how, if you don't put the pavers on the first 2.5 feet, how are you going to fix that problem? How are you going to fix that?
Well, first of all, if I was going to put the pavers on, I would put them on the side, the other side of the fence there, so to speak. Because then that way you don't have to raise the whole slab even higher, because all you're doing is compounding problems that you had meeting the elevations in the other rooms. But that being said, I still don't understand why you need pavers on there.
You, as a builder,
I don't understand.
You as a builder, and you've seen the concrete, you poured the concrete.
Yeah, they can
slick,
fix that. That's
it's
not
slick. Who? How are they going to fix it? How are they going to fix it?
They can put.
Who is that? First, who is that?
It's Increed Concrete. It's a gentleman that did the concrete work. Okay, Increed Concrete and North and South. They're the gentlemen that did it, and they can fix it.
And they can get an eighth of an inch slope on that flat pad.
They can make it per plan, yeah. It's sloping off now. The end of the concrete's not the problem. It's up in the middle is where we have the problems.
Yeah, but you know,
it's sheening right off right at the edge. I've stood out there for hours in the rain and watched it.
It's not a smooth room finish, so, and it's going to be a liability problem. So how are they going to fix that?
Like I said, they can etch it.
Is etching part of the original plan since we're trying to go by the original plan? Or was it a smooth room finish?
That would give them, that would give you a room finish, yeah.
Okay.
Just for my own information, the letter that you sent back to us, do you have a specific letter that we sent that was the reason for your letter? Was
the one you sent.
The one
that I sent. 48 hours to
respond. Yeah, the one you said 48 hours to respond. He's responding to you.
Okay.
You said, you asked for a response, we gave
him. Where was the other staff letters you referred to that you received?
Well, they're at the office. We didn't know that we had to bring them.
We could do it.
Yeah, we can bring them. We got a staff letter.
Madam Clerk, have you got copies of any correspondence sent from town of Erie Beach to Integrity Builders?
I can go look, but most of it hasn't come through me.
Well,
I don't think.
I believe.
I have most of it.
Do you have it?
Okay, and not the one before it.
This was the only one that I signed, I think.
Yeah, I think this was signed to that one.
Yeah, you're right. This is the one notifying them of the meeting.
Brian, since you are the engineer on record for this job, and the town's paying you, you know, to oversee it and make sure everything's done in compliance, what is your recommendation at this time, since this letter says that they will assume no responsibility for any other changes?
I'd like to ask just a couple questions to Wayne. We talked about the solution to the concrete slab, cutting it out 2'6" in and removing that center section.
Right. Well,
and
Brian,
playing it back the slopes.
Is her recorder on?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry.
And installing it back, in essence, we were going to raise that slab about 3.5, whatever a brick size is up. Are you saying in your response on your letter, the October 20th letter, in response to the town, that you would not be responsible for if there's additional block required to add to the top of the existing walls because of the elevation?
You're talking about the brick or the
block
pavers?
Or the walls?
Well, just a couple things.
The concrete lintels that may need to be moved up to accommodate the doors, and bearing heights and framing that may have to be raised. You're saying you're not responsible for any of that?
The concrete lintels, you can't raise them up unless you raise the whole building. Because that's it, they're at the top, there's only one.
But if there are any requirements or any changes as a result of raising that floor, that height, that 3.5-4 inches, you're saying that you're not responsible for any of that?
I'm saying I'm responsible for what I did, but I'm not responsible for additional items that you might want. Okay. That's what I'm saying.
And for example, what would an additional item be that you know of? Evidently, you've seen some things, you know of something out there. Can you give me
that? I haven't seen anything, Brian, except that little bulletin drawing that you showed. That's all I've seen. I don't have a clue what you guys are talking about until I see a plan. I mean, it's not fair to pin me into something when I haven't seen any plans.
Yeah,
and it's
just
not
fair.
Plans,
if you
yeah.
Well,
you know, that's not fair at all.
But my question is if there's a half block required to be put in.
We're not going
to
answer it until you see it.
What was that answer?
I said we're not going to we can't answer that until we see the plans. It's like saying, giving somebody your credit card and saying, here, you can have it. You know, we have a right to see the plans before we make a decision on that.
Yeah, exactly.
But on the other side, the letter that we got from you,
it's just a response.
It's cut and dry. That says that there will be nothing that you'll pay for based from your end.
It says
in the future.
It says we will be responsible to make the corrections to the concrete slab. It says right there on the letter. In a manner agreed upon by all parties involved. Do you see that?
Yes, I do. I also see you will not be financially responsible for any other changes made in the original plans.
That's right.
And if there are changes that are made to the original plans because of the original problem that you have accepted responsibility for, would you consider that as something that you...
Well, let me ask you a question. I still don't really understand why you need to raise the slab like you're doing, because you're actually causing problems by doing it. So why do you need to do that? See, that's where I'm getting confused. See, and I don't have the plans to see what you're talking about, but see, that's our confusion. You're telling me you're raising the slab up 2 inches or 3 inches or whatever it is. Why? It doesn't make any sense to me.
Why? What doesn't make any sense?
Why did you raise it? Why would you raise my slab higher? It doesn't. Why would you do that?
How are you going to fix it?
If I'm ripping it out, what's the point? Why would you raise it up? It doesn't make any sense. Just to put papers on the end? Is that the only reason you're doing that? I don't really understand why you're doing that.
The reason that I assume you're going to take it out and put papers is to make sure that the slope that was on the original set of plans are followed. There is no slope down there now.
There is a slope. On the end, it peels water off no problem.
You can take a 4 foot level down there now, measure back 2.5 feet, and you can prove to me that you're going to have an 1/8 inch slope.
I can check it out and see, but I'm pretty sure.
No. You've already said
well,
it.
Well, you're asking me a question. What do you want me to do? I can't tell you off the top of my head without going into it.
Well.
Okay.
Let's try to work it out.
We tried to work it out. Then we received a letter. So is your assertion that the engineer drawings and the other things to rectify this problem, you're not paying for any of that?
We haven't seen them.
That's not the question I asked you, young lady. We have had to pay engineers and architects to go back, and Rudy, David, and Brian, to make sure that this is going to be to code and different things. So
it wasn't to code the first time. That's the whole problem that caused this project, because it wasn't a code. And that's why I corrected to go to North Carolina.
And the architect and the contract you signed said if you had a problem, that if you did anything, it was at your discretion.
No, I understand.
So if we cut the slab out, make it exactly like the original plan.
Why can't we do that? I don't understand. Why can't we, if everything was hunky-dory before, why can't I cut it out and put it back to where it was?
It's not hunky-dory along the edges.
Right. Well, sure.
You've got 2.5 feet. That the only way you're going to get slope is to use some type of a pillar number.
It's sloping. It's not ponding water at the end. So.
Brian?
Well, the slab as I've seen doesn't function as it was designed.
There you go.
Does it pond water at the end?
It ponds water in the middle.
Right.
In two separate places. It doesn't have the slope. It doesn't have the bulldozers on it. Exterior, interior. And when we put water on it, it did not go off the edges when I saw it.
Well, I've seen it go off the edges, but... So that's the whole reason for your pavers is because you want to put more of a slope on the tail end. Is that what you're telling me?
No. I want to make sure that as the mayor of the town, we're not going to have a liability problem because that slab is going to puddle or pool any water.
So then why do you have pavers by the bathrooms and by the back door?
The pavers by the bathrooms, I think, and correct me, Dave, to go ahead.
If I can.
Yeah.
The reason that we have the 30-inch perimeter was a suggestion that you made.
Yeah.
Because of the way the foundation was poured, to move inside of the current foundation and the structure. That allows you to cut the slab out 30 inches in, allows you to maintain the bathroom concrete, allows you to maintain the perimeter integrity, which was the foundation and the pile. Okay.
But the plan, and this is only a little sketch I saw, it's not 30 inches in and out of the bathrooms.
No, it's closer.
You got it up tight against it. That's why I'm saying why.
Because that seemed like a logical place to cut it, where you didn't have to tear out the walls, but got us back to where we get a slope we were requiring.
Facilitate the offset of the diamond saw.
The bricks themselves, or the pavers, were intended to help you actually elevate the perimeter to get to where you could pour the concrete back up to that slope. Because right now, it doesn't appear to have 1/8 of an inch, even though I'm not going to put a level on it. It does allow you that flex in there to get those pavers correct. Pour the inside slab. It then gives you enough relief on the bathrooms that you can go in, re-pour those center sections of the slopes required to put tiles over them. But what's required after that would be to raise the perimeter bearing height. So the ceiling height is what we drew. It would require raising the door heights, which is elevated because the doors had to be raised. It would require re-looking at some of the toilet partitions to make sure all of those were correctly ordered. Some of that's just coordination.
Right.
It would be looking at the stairs to go to the second level, make sure that that's coordinated. Anything that's related to elevations would have to be coordinated. So from the way we looked at it, by increasing it 3 5/8 of an inch, which is basically a brick, allowed you to put brick on the upper level, which is going to be covered, gives you the elevations you need. It doesn't really cause you any serious harm. It doesn't require you to tear off the whole slab, which we were trying to do.
I understand what you're saying. I'm just going to shorten the whole conversation here. How about we do this? haven't given me drawings. Let me take the drawings and review them like we said in the original meeting, and then we have a meeting to talk about what's going to be done. You don't send me any letters, I won't send you any letters, and give me some time to review the drawings that you've made. Because I haven't seen, he's talking, and I haven't seen these, so it's not fair to me. You understand what I'm saying? So I would like to do what we originally agreed upon and give me a set of drawings for review, because that's what we said in the meeting a few weeks ago. That I would get a set of drawings, have time to review it, and we'd sit down and we'd have a meeting. The only reason I'm sending letters is because you're sending letters to me and I'm responding to them. So if we do that, give yourself a little time and get back together and see where it goes from there. If you're okay with that, that's what I would like to do. Because we go around all day here. I haven't seen the plan, so I don't know what you want, what you don't want. I don't know.
Going back to the original drawings, going back to the original contract, as a matter of record, are you taking responsibility for not following the contract and its explicit notes as to doing any changes on your own?
I'm taking responsibility for what I changed, yes.
But if your change expedites other changes, peripheral changes, you're taking no responsibility for that.
I would like to see what you're talking about before I say anything. I mean, I think that's a fair thing. I don't know why you don't think that's fair. I mean, you're not giving me a chance to look at anything.
Two things. Go
ahead. I thought we had had, you know, at least a gentleman's agreement when you left the meeting that night. Then when you show up in my office and tell me right off the bat that the papers are going to be an extra, and then, yeah, that to me was, you know, a little unnecessary if you agreed that the problems were yours. That we had left you an out, and I think it was the attitude and the, and from the learned experience of both these gentlemen that adding to the any type of filler or a base on top of the concrete is not going to give us the longevity that we expected in that building. So I personally would not vote in any way to use any type of filler material over that existing concrete, unless it was the pavers, which would have a mud base. The pavers, excuse me, fortunately, match the top, the brick on the building, very close. But the litigation part doesn't scare me a bit.
Me neither.
That's what it boils down to. And let me make that perfect here myself. That doesn't bother me a bit. Alright, with that said, any more comments from council? There's a motion on the floor and a second to pare it back down to Greg.
From the architect and the engineer's perspective, what he's saying, I mean, because I don't know what's good building practices and what isn't. The reason that I am willing to vote for tearing down is because all of these things that we've been haggling about go right out the window if the slab's totally removed and put back up.
No, they don't. Because you still have the original
plans there
as well. They don't need
code.
That's what
does. We still contend they need code.
They don't need code.
But again, I also go back to, if there was a reason that they needed to change, we should have gotten a phone call to sit down and go over it.
Well, the contract says in writing.
In writing. And
we didn't say anything about a phone call.
Fine. We didn't receive anything prior to notification that the slab was poured and there were some issues. That's all we received. And so, at this point, even if our drawings were flawed in some way, then, and we won't ever say our drawings are perfect, that's the time to sit there and go over them and resolve any issues.
But if you tear it down and rebuild from the same drawings, you're going to have the same problem.
I would be glad to show you the models that we've built that show how this works. And that's where we...
But I'm still at a loss, you know, regardless of the drawings. why y'all would have proceeded if you thought there was a problem. I cannot get my mind around why you would pour that concrete if you foresaw the problem and did not contact either the engineer on record or the owners, which would be the town of Pure Vista. Why did you?
Since this job started, all the questions I get silly answers. They don't answer me correctly. All I was doing was changing it so they had an elevation that would meet building code into the restrooms. It was just a water flow issue. It's getting blown way over out of proportion. The guys didn't slope it like they should have, and that's my fault, and they need to fix that. But the only reason I changed it was because I saw a problem, and all the questions I've asked from day one, I get these silly answers. I get a look at drawing S4 on detail S8, and I look at it, and it doesn't even pertain to the job, because then I ask the question again about something else, and they say, oh yeah, that doesn't pertain to this job. So I mean, I just get silly answers all the time instead of getting legit answers.
And that's but under the contract agreement, they did not say that if you saw a problem with the drawings, you were to make that known before your bid came in. Is that not in there?
Well, that's impossible.
You had 10 people bidding on that job. You had an engineer, an architect, and a building inspector that reviewed the plans, and they didn't see it.
I reviewed the plans, and I'm, you know, certainly not in your lead building, but
you didn't see
when
it.
I saw the plot plan and the slopes on there, that's all I needed to see. I saw the detail in the keyway, Wayne, which you said you were saw specifically you could not use on the job. I've got a real problem with you calling, you know, the engineer to task for that and saying using his name to say you were specifically told you could not use it when it was part of the drawings.
Because he did tell me I couldn't use it.
That's not true.
Yes, we had a conversation the day before. Matter of fact, we had the meeting. You said I couldn't use it.
Brian, what is your opinion based on their request to look at the plans and then have discussion?
Well, that I think that's a decision the town has to make, because you're ultimately, it sounds like there's two paths. One is you tear it out, we start over, which was originally recommended at the previous board meeting. The other path is you take the time, let them review the drawings, let them comment on what they feel they're responsible for, because I think ultimately that's how this meeting was generated, was a letter from them saying they would not be responsible
for
any changes. There may have been some, what they're responsible for or not responsible for, maybe they can lay that out for council to see if you give them that option. So that's the way I see it, those two options.
But the other issue that's just been raised, and at least that's been noticed by me, is they're saying that the plans are faulty. And
we haven't seen the new plans. I don't know if they're faulty or not.
No, the existing
plans. Oh, the existing plans, yeah.
So if we take the vote to tear it down, then it's your opinion that those plans are faulty. And am I safe in assuming you're not going to want to go forward until those plans are corrected?
That's correct, yeah. Exactly.
So
you wouldn't go forward until you have a new set of plans.
Yeah. Yeah, so one way or the other.
And you got doorways that are wrong size, you get all kinds of things.
Besides the legality, the legal issues of who's suing who, there's going to be more time lost in determining.
To take time to tear the stuff down and remove it from the site, and who's paying for that?
Which?
Tearing the thing down.
The whole thing down? Mm-hmm. That would be the builder.
That would be their scenario. We go from the resolution.
Chuck, you had a question?
That's fine. While these new plans, do they correct the problem he says, or is there to start with?
Actually, we went back and looked because of what he said about the slopes in the bathrooms and all of that, and did a detailed model of it, and it's the same drawing. So I contend that we would give them the same issue that they're dealing with on the original drawing. We would give it to them again, just in a higher elevation.
So, that based on what he just said, you're going to have a problem with whichever way it goes.
Well, I would like to see what they have, yeah. I mean, you keep asking me questions on plans that I haven't saw. How do you expect to comment?
And I apologize for that.
There's no way. I was supposed to have them so I could review them and have comments, and I didn't get them. I mean, that was the whole, the other meeting 3 weeks ago. You said, you're going to give me plans, I was going to be able to review them. All I've been getting is letters from you.
But this, well, this meeting was generated because of...
Because of my response to your letter.
Yes.
Instead of getting plans like I was promised.
Even in your letter, you stated that plans were coming.
Which we've never got. Yeah, that was the whole agreement.
I see two problems here, the fact that he hasn't seen the plans, and the fact that we're asking him to take responsibility for the future that he doesn't even know about.
Right.
I wouldn't sign off on that either.
Well, but he's also told us that he's not responsible for anything in the future without knowing about it.
That's because you were asking us to make a commitment on something we haven't seen.
Right.
There's no way to see these plans.
All, what I'm trying to figure out here is what's best for the citizens of Peoria Beach. How do we get a quality park put there in a reasonable amount of time at a reasonable expense that's fair to everybody?
If you have the plans, why is it a deep, dark secret? Why aren't you...
Yeah, why aren't
an opportunity to
Well, it's my understanding that everything was put on hold when the stop work order.
Yeah, but when we had the meeting and you were on the phone, that's been, what, 10 days?
Close to that.
Okay. And everybody agreed those plans would be finished and sent to him.
Well, there was one set that I think Rudy said was real close to being done
that day.
We've never
seen anything.
We've never given anything.
I am wondering why it's taken so long to get those plans. I mean, the stop order was just the other day.
And we've been
I want to know what happened.
Yeah, the end of last week.
Yeah, what happened the previous week before that?
Actually, yesterday. Yeah.
Well, we went over the revised plans at that meeting. They were here. They were on the table at the meeting.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, those were still verified.
Yeah. And as soon as Rudy approved them, they were supposed to go to him. I guess I don't understand why they're being held up.
Yeah.
And I don't mean because of the stop order, I mean before the stop order. Because that's only been...
Brian, you want to answer that?
The plans were ready Wednesday of last week. David sent those out, and the question was, is everyone in agreement with the plans? It was, I think Thursday, everyone in the morning, everybody was okay. Then at that point, I said Thursday afternoon, everything was good to go. Friday, a call was made that said, you know, a letter was received stating that when we were talking about they would not be financially responsible for any corrections. And so the stop order was put in place at that time, so we didn't send anything out.
We actually didn't get stop orders in place today. But we only responded to the letter that we received from him wanting us to commit before we saw the plan.
Right.
And why were y'all sitting there?
It said 48 hours we had to respond, and we didn't get a plenty plan.
Well, where we're at is suing each other back and forth doesn't do anybody any good.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't get anything built. But what is it that we're going to have to do? Because we've got a builder telling us that the set of plans that we have now is flawed. We've got the architect and the engineer saying that they're not flawed.
So we're not saying they're flawed because we haven't seen them.
The originals.
Okay,
excuse me. Chuck, you got a question?
Yeah, just quality question. The new plans, your new plans that you haven't seen yet, is it going to give us this quality that we have if we don't trip all the way down? We're still going to end up with the same quality of natural fixing it. We fix it instead of tearing it down. Can we end up with your new plan, same quality, or not the same, but at least good quality?
You mean the lifespan of the building? Is that what you mean, or quality of construction?
Getting our money's worth, it's going to be something that's not going to be a flaw.
I think that is a reasonable approach, the idea of the papers. I think that would be a reasonable solution to this problem.
So you don't, one time we talked about it would cause other problems here on. Do you think this, your new plan
well,
would eliminate that problem of expecting new future problems?
No, there are implications associated with changes. And what we're saying is that those implications that are related to the change shouldn't be the burden of the town to pay for, because the original problem is not the town's. So if there's a change that doesn't relate to this modification, then it's a change order. Add or deduct. But if it's associated with this, I think it should not be the town that pays for it.
Well, I'm not talking about payment, I'm talking about quality. In other words, there was a one-time discussion that we couldn't go forward with these mistakes because there was a question of what would happen next, something that wasn't going to work. I just wonder what these new plans satisfy that, that they don't have to. Yes, it'd be slight changes, but is it still going to be as quality building as it was before?
I think so.
Okay.
And then it was what we basically agreed to in the meeting. And the pavers are a necessity to have a non-slip eighth of an inch slope. And then, like I said, Wayne, it didn't impress me when you came in the office and said those pavers were going to be an extra.
Well, that hasn't impressed me that you haven't given me the plans to look at.
I think the man has
well,
that,
to I would have
said no, he has to see the
plan. Was not part of the discussion. You just said that's going to be an extra.
Well,
the plans were mentioned, Wayne. I've got an iron trap memory.
I'm glad for you.
Yeah. That wasn't mentioned. And like I said, there's a motion on the floor to tear it back down the gravel. I have a second. Any discussion? All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Would anybody like to amend the motion? Time's up.
I'd like to make a motion that you get the plans to him by tomorrow morning, let him look at them, and you respond to us by Thursday morning.
Can I, how about we do this? Give me the rest of the week to respond to them, because I'd like to look at them really well, if you don't mind, and respond to you by Monday. Would that be okay? Okay, we've got to stop on it now. You've got to give me a little time, you know. You can't just...
Is that reasonable?
Yeah.
Okay. So you'll get them to
us tomorrow. Is there any reason that anybody here won't be available to each other, that there's other things that you'll be doing, if there's questions back and forth?
No.
Emily.
Did you make that in the form of a motion?
Yes,
Will you rescind it? Do I make a motion?
Okay. I
I'd like to make a motion that the plans in discussion for the renovation to bring the slab at Ocean Front Park up to what the plot plan originally showed be rendered to the laws. I would also require that any change to the building because of the new engineer plans be detailed, and as to whether or not the laws think that is part of the damage, part of the problem from the original non-compliance with plans, or is this new? I want a detailed set, a detailed letter. If there's anything on the plans when you get them that you think that the town is going to be responsible for, over and above the original contract.
Yeah, that's what I want to get to on Monday, sir. So I can review the plans and I can tell you my honest opinion of what I think it should would entail. Okay? That's exactly why I need some more time.
So the letter, that's the motion. He's going to review the plans, respond by Friday. The response will also...
By Monday.
By Monday. The response will also have a detailed explanation of any other expenses that he thinks that laws or integrity builders are not responsible for.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'll second that.
All in favor? Any discussion? All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Sorry.
Ma'am?
Nothing. And that was unanimous?
That was us. Anything, anybody in the audience have anything to say or anything else on the Woods Council? Mr. Attorney, I'd like your learned opinion.
I don't want to give you my learned opinion, but I want to make a comment here. Human nature being what it is, people have a tendency to take the course of least resistance or shortcuts. We should be familiar with the contract that you have in front of you. You should probably reread it and become familiar with the ins and outs. We have bounced around this thing several times, and it seems to me that what we've had here is a lack of communication. You're saying one thing, you're saying another. It's kind of like an argument that's parallel, and you're not joining. I would recommend that henceforth forevermore, once this thing is resolved, and I hope it's resolved, if it should be resolved, I don't care what the problem may be, you call the responsible party, you're wasting your time. Put it in writing. Mm-hmm. Or if you do have a conversation on site, confirm it in writing. Both sides. That eliminates a lot of headaches. And this type of stuff in regular business. Put it in writing. That's all I have to say.
Well, that being said, what is council's recommendation? We have a stop work order on the entire job. Now, we'll continue that through Monday or lift it on the part not pertaining to the pavilion.
Brian?
Well, this particular issue is tied to the pavilion building alone. It's a decision for the town if you want to continue working on any of the other aspects of the project. I'm fine with that. If you think that we can work this out, if things are progressing in a different direction, then I would just hold the stop work until Monday. So
well, I'd like to see his people be able to keep working, us to be able to go forward with our park, and things that aren't creating problems.
When is your next scheduled monthly meeting?
Well, it's going to be today.
Okay, and you've already got two or three change orders you're going to have to discuss?
Yes.
Okay, well.
So that's something we probably would meet next week would be a good thing, since we didn't have that one today. After Wayne's had a chance.
Wait until this one's settled, give him a chance to concentrate on the slab.
Yes.
And I would hope when you're looking at the plans before you write any letters, if you have some questions on anything, you know, talk to Brian, put your conversation in writing, but you know, talk to him before you actually put an official letter.
I promise you, we won't send a letter unless you send one to us. We're just responding to what you're saying.
Okay. So.
I'm calling for a closed session to have a meeting with our attorney on legal matters.
I'm sorry, there has to be a motion.
Yeah.
Make a motion.
Second.
All in favor, signal saying aye.
Aye.
Do I get plans now? No, I don't want to.
We can go with
it. Looks like plans.
Of course.
I'd like to make sure it's come back in out of the session with 55 miles. All in favor, say aye.
Who seconded it?
The baritones and then followed up by the tenor over there. We consulted in closed session with our attorney in reference to a pending legal matter, and nothing was resolved. Thank you. Now, anything else to come before the council? Emily, what kind of salad dressing?
I have a question. When it relates to these drawings, what you implied that he needed to do is come back with all of the changes that are associated with this, and he said he would price what was on the drawings. So what in essence is we have to come up with all the changes associated with this elevation change. And he then has to price it. Is that the case?
No.
Okay, you're saying that he will come back and say, these are all the things associated with it. We've come up with a list sitting here, to be honest with you. And we can give it to as a list. We cannot have those drawings by tomorrow morning. But we can give it to you as a list that he can then run the numbers on.
You mean you can't produce the drawings to hand to him tomorrow?
Well, we have all the drawings ready to give associated with the slab.
Right.
Okay? We don't have it associated with all the implications of the slab elevation change, which means the bearing height.
Why don't you guys discuss that?
Yeah, I didn't think that that was...
Okay, well, he's going to come back with, I can and cannot do this, and here's what I'm going to accept and not accept. So if he doesn't have a list, then what he comes back with may or may not be part of the list.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but what I thought I heard going on was that he's to look at what you guys have done. Mm-hmm. And if there's something with what you've done that he doesn't think is right, or that there is, he would recommend doing a different way or something, he's to write that down and whatever he can come up with as far as the cost.
Okay.
He's to throw in. If,
yeah, put the word on him.
Okay. Yeah, we didn't ask him for future things.
Am I correct? That's what I understood the conversation.
Okay. Yeah, you're going to present him with the drawings. Anything resulting in the screw up on the slab that he thinks that is not his responsibility, as far as any changes to what's there now, he needs to come up with a list.
His responsibility to say so.
And we'll address that list. Is that what you understood, Brian?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Rudy, what's up?
You need to make a motion to adjourn?
Can I have a motion? Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Yeah, we'll just leave it up until Monday. Continue with the motion.
Second.
Second. Second. Second. Second.
Second.